Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Connected with Wi-Fi, the show where I, Wi-Fi, share some of my access points to help you get better connected. On today's episode, I expand a little bit more on speed and patience from the first episode. I talk about oak and bamboo, and no, I'm not talking about carpentry. And I share a piece of conversation I had with a new friend about finding your why and avoiding obsession using a scene from The Big Bang Theory. All this and more, so stay connected. So let's talk about speed and patience. I want to expand on this idea just a little bit more because I got a lot of feedback on my Facebook wall and I thought it was great that you guys were writing there. So thank you so much. But in regards to speed and patience, this idea comes from one of my heroes, if not totally my hero, which is Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk has this idea and theory that I totally, now more than ever, believe in, which is that it's all about speed and patience. It's all about micro speed and macro patience. So what does that mean? Micro speed is in regards to your day-to-day business. So if you have a new client or you're trying to build something, be sure to do it as fast as possible with as much quality as you possibly can with that speed. You want to try and do that as fast as possible. But the macro patience is keeping in mind that this is going to be long term, that anything worthwhile doing is going to take a long term. Hence this idea that when it comes to success and winning, that it really comes down to speed and patience. So I hope that clears that up for you guys. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about oak and bamboo. And like I mentioned in the intro, by no means am I talking about woodworking here or carpentry or anything like that. Oak is actually an iOS-only meditation app. And to be quite honest, meditation was introduced to me quite some time ago, and I didn't ever really take it seriously. It wasn't until recently where I really started to follow the likes of Kevin Rose, who is the actual author of this app, and started listening to some of his journey and what he's been going through and what he has done really with the help of meditation. So that, along with amazing books with some of my other heroes like Tim Ferriss with Tools of Titans, and just a bunch of other blog posts from a bunch of other people there in the West Coast and the Silicon Valley scene, that area there, they are really, really taking to heart this meditation, this idea, or I guess this real focus in understanding your intention for the day, the moment, things of that nature. I recently have been really getting into it, and I gotta be honest, I too have seen a major change in really understanding emotion, understanding my triggers. It's been really interesting to just take a couple minutes out of my day, sit in silence, and really kind of understand the thoughts that go through my mind. There really is something there, and I know I'm benefiting from it, and I hope you guys do too as well. So if you have an iPhone or if you have an iPad, feel free to check out the Oak app. That's by Kevin Rose. The artwork in this thing is really amazing. It's all custom artwork. It's just beautiful. Check it out. Now, for those of you who are like, hey, man, I thought that you were an Android guy. I am both. I do love both iOS and Android. And as of late, I am definitely an iOS guy, not by choice. And maybe that's another episode for another day, but I am rocking an iOS device as my daily driver. In any event, for my Android family that's out there looking for meditation, I'll give you two. So the first one is an app called Headspace, and this is actually cross-platform, including web, actually. So head on over to Headspace. You could Google that, and there are a bunch of guided meditations there that are free. If you are absolutely new to this idea of meditation, I definitely would suggest checking out Headspace first. They have, I'll call them classes for a lack of a better term, but it's really these sessions that introduce you to meditation, what the intent is for meditation, and how you can use, I guess, your own intention to kind of guide your day, guide your moods and your thoughts. Really cool. So check it out. The second app is called Calm, C-A-L-M. There's no real guided meditations there, but it really gives you the ability to have meditation and ambiance and noises, and if you're into chimes, and it's really interesting, and of course, it's free. So if you are an Android person, by all means, definitely check out Calm and Headspace, but I gotta give credit when credit is due. This Oak app for iOS just blows it out of the water. And Kevin Rose has a show, so be sure to subscribe to him and follow what he's doing too, because he's doing some incredible stuff as well. Okay, so let's go ahead and start talking about, I think, of all the segments on this episode, this is the episode that I'm definitely most excited to talk about. This is the Bamboo and the Big Bang Theory segment. So what is that and what do I mean? So I made a new friend, and when you make new friends, it's even really cooler. It's awesome. It's a feel good moment. And it gets even cooler when you could go deep, right? It's one thing to say, hey, you know, how's the weather today? Or hey, you know, how's your kids? And you make small talk, but it's a whole other thing. And there's an amazing talk on this online called Big Talk, right? Big Talk, and this is something that I'm a huge fan of, is not necessarily asking, hey, how's the weather? Or how is everything? But Big Talk is like, hey, I'm Will. How are you? Oh, okay, I'm great. Hey, you know, we were having a discussion and this is where you go deep and you ask a really deep question. Like, you know, I was talking to a couple friends of mine and we were saying, these are the places that we want to go before we die, right? Like that's a deep conversation. That's a really like, whoa moment. And when I made this new friend, I didn't even get a chance to do this. This person did this to me and I love that. And I love when you meet like-minded people. So this conversation really started off as a possible client, and I think it definitely evolved into a legitimate friendship. But where's the point that I'm trying to get at? Because I'm just so excited, I can't even get it out. The point that I'm trying to get at is we got into this conversation of understanding your why. Now, there's a bunch of different books out there and understanding your why, your purpose, things of that nature. What we really got into is understanding why and why you do certain things. So there's a great story, there's a great joke, and I'm sure I'm butchering it, but it goes along the lines of a daughter is making a meatloaf or some type of oven dish with her mother, and she has two pans. And so at one point, the young daughter says to her mom, well, mom, why do you use two pans? And she says, oh, well, because, you know, your grandmother did that. And so she kind of has a moment and go, you know, we should ask why we do it with two pans. And so she goes and asks and she says, hey, why do you make this dish with two pans? She goes, well, my mother did it with two pans. And you know, the story just kind of goes on and on and on until finally they get to a point where they realize, well, they were doing it with two pans because the great grandmother or the great great grandmother, depending on how long you want the story to go, had a small stove and couldn't make the dish with one pan. So they did it with two. And so you really have to start realizing and recognizing there are certain things in your life, in my life, that we do because of generational decisions that were made. And so we got into this idea of, well, how do you understand your why, or why you do things rather? And then the other question came out and I thought this was great. It was a really good one. Person asked, well, what is the difference between digging for the why and understanding and obsession? And this is where the Big Bang Theory kind of came in and taught me this, right? So there's a great episode where Sheldon is trying to make a friend. And I'll link to this somewhere so that you guys could see this too. But ultimately, it's something along the lines of, I think you could YouTube search this, and I think it's called Sheldon and Logic, or Sheldon Tries to Make Friends. Whatever the case is, or however you find it, or however I share it, I'll be sure to make sure that you guys get it. But it's a great clip where ultimately Sheldon is trying to make a friend, and he basically puts an if-then tree together. He puts a logic board together. And he calls this person up and is asking, hey, how are you? And he's really kind of going through this workflow. And then he finds himself in like a logic loop, right? Well, that doesn't work. Let's do this. Well, that doesn't work. Let's do this. And he finds himself in a loop until finally one of the other friends in the episode writes out a way to get out of that loop. And it's so amazing how, although very comical, this scene, how very appropriate it is in life. Sometimes when you're digging for the why, you get stuck, and that's okay. I think there's a reason why it's just so important to make sure that you are with like-minded people, people who have been there before, and then also being with people that maybe are ahead of you, maybe that have been there and done that, maybe even people who are around you that may say, you know, honestly, I found that to be very petty. I found that to be very, you know, trivial. It doesn't matter. And to really kind of help you kick out of that logic loop in your mind. And I thought that it was so cool to have, you know, an episode of Big Bang Theory kind of really teach a life lesson. So that was really cool. So now, finally, another question came up, and it was along the lines of, well, you know, I'm really getting, you know, a lot put on me. I'm feeling a lot of stress. There's a lot of things that I feel like are unfair. And it kind of, the person went on and on and on, not so much in a drone, but really to emphasize the amount of stuff that's been put on this person. And yeah, life happens. And so one of the examples that I gave was bamboo. And this story actually comes from a video that I saw from Les Brown and the Goalcast channel on YouTube. Check it out. It's a great channel, super inspirational. If you're ever looking for something to kind of, well, get you out of that loop, right? Sometimes you're not feeling so well. Sometimes you're kind of feeling down. And sometimes you're just trying to figure things out and you're really just trying to kick out. Check out Goalcast on YouTube and check out that channel. I'm sure they have a Facebook channel too, but I saw them on YouTube and the content is amazing. But one of the video clips that Goalcast was able to find was of this person named Les Brown. And Les Brown, amongst other things, is an inspirational speaker. And he talks about bamboo and what it really takes for bamboo to grow. Now, I have a bunch of other stories that are you know, relatable or analogous to this, but I like bamboo because the person I was speaking to really was talking about goals and success. And really the point that I was trying to drive home was sometimes it takes a long time, right? Anything worthwhile, like I mentioned earlier, is going to take time. And very much like bamboo takes years to grow. But what's really interesting about bamboo, the most interesting thing for me is that bamboo, although it may take years when you initially plant it to even see it break through the ground, once it finally breaks through, it can grow feet a day. We're talking exponential growth once it finally breaks through. And so my point to this person was, yeah, you know, sometimes you got to continue to take care of yourself. You got to continue to, you know, feed that plant, water that plant. You know, sometimes you even got to put a little manure on it, right? And it's analogous to life because you may be trying to take care of yourself. You may be trying to weed out certain plants in your life for, you know, to continue the analogy. And you may not see anything. And something that I recently learned, and I hope that you guys can take away from this too, is keep watering your plant. Keep watering your bamboo. Keep tending to it. Weed out the bad plants. Because eventually, once you have your breakthrough in business, in life, in education, whatever you may be going through, once you break through, very much like bamboo, because you've been through so much, you too will be able to break through and grow in an exponential way. And this to me was life-changing. And I hope that this story touches you too and helps you along in your journey as well. Yeah, and that's it. That's the episode. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your feedback. If there's anything that I could do, please let me know. Reach out to me. I am at Wi-Fi on Instagram. I am Mr. Wi-Fi Online on Facebook. find me. Let me know what you think, what you hate, what you love. And download the Anchor app. If you want to be heard on the next episode and you want your comment to be heard, download the Anchor app and let me know. And you could be like on the next episode, like, you know, like a call-in show. How cool is that? Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I love your feedback. It's what fuels me to continue. And I hope that I continue to provide you value as much as others have been able to provide value for me. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Love you. Mean it. Bye.